Salutations. Thanks for listening to my Skin and Nutrition Talk, Eat Your Way to Better Skin podcast. My name is Katie Marshall. I'm a certified medical esthetician, acne specialist, functional nutrition counselor, holistic chef, and integrative nutrition health coach located in Western Canada. Your skin is a two-sided organ and reflection of your life story. It reflects the quality of your diet, lifestyle, and well-being. Your gut microbiome communicates with your skin via the gut-skin axis, which directly influences your appearance. True skin transformation is only possible when we work from within. Today's topic is blood sugar hacks for better sleep. If you have a hard time falling asleep, you may have overshot your carb tolerance. Eating too many carbs, too much sugar, raises blood sugar. Consider herbal teas with passion flower, chamomile, valerian, and holly basil, which are excellent for managing high cortisol and promoting sleep. If you're having trouble staying asleep, your blood sugar may be low. Have a healthy snack before bedtime. Make sure your snack contains protein, fat, and only a small amount of carbohydrates, like a few bites of a sweet potato or a quarter of an apple. The idea here is to eat a well-rounded snack right before bedtime. This can help stabilize your blood sugar through the night and prevent frequent waking. Other teas to consider might be licorice, chamomile, lemongrass, and skullcap. Support your adrenals. Adaptogens such as rhodiola, ashwagandha, and holly basil are good options for general adrenal support. If cortisol is low, licorice root, adaptogen, acid, ginseng, and hydrating with electrolytes may be useful. If cortisol is high, magnesium glycinate before bed. And omega-3s are calming herbs, such as passion flower, excellent choices. Boost your GABA and serotonin. Blood sugar balance is a key influencer for neurotransmitter levels in the brain. This means that even if your sleep is the result of low serotonin, or GABA levels, correcting your blood sugar balance will go a long way in fixing the problem. GABA and serotonin are the brain's natural wind down or calming chemicals. Having enough of these neurotransmitters will help you relax and calm down, countering the effects of cortisol dysregulation. As you work towards improving your insulin and cortisol relationship, increasing your GABA and serotonin will go a long way in helping you sleep better. My favorite strategy is using bedtime herbal teas. Most of them are rich in GABA-boosting herbs. However, tea alone might not be enough. For some people, as teas are generally low-dose remedies, you can work around this by starting with 2 bags and increasing to 3 or 4 bags if needed. Here are a few signs of GABA deficiency to look out for: anxiety, panic, or feeling of being overwhelmed for no reason, restlessness, and an inability to relax, inner tension, a feeling of dread, or knots in your stomach are difficult to turn off. Suddenly worrying or feeling guilty about things that shouldn't bother you or things that didn't used to bother you before. If teas don't work for you, you can try a GABA supplement. I like PharmaGABA by Designs for Health, or an internal supplement with valerian, chamomile, and passion flower. Here are a few signs of serotonin deficiencies to look out for. Feeling blue or a feeling of depression that's coupled with guilt. losing pleasure or enjoyment in things that used to make you happy, feeling worse in overcast weather, being more susceptible to pain, getting angry a lot faster than you used to, even without being provoked. To support serotonin, St. John's wort is a popular choice. But if you are on birth control, please have a backup birth control option if you're going to take St. John's wort. St. John's wort will cancel out your birth control and increase your chances of getting pregnant. So if you're going to take St. John's wort coupled with your birth control, please have a backup. Create a bedtime ritual. I love Epsom salt baths. Taking a bath with Epsom salt is very relaxing and soothing to your muscles due to Epsom salt's magnesium. Journaling is another excellent bedtime ritual. When I clear my mind by writing my thoughts in a journal before bedtime, I sleep better. One of my clients like, I can't do that. I don't want to write a novel. When it comes to journaling, you don't have to write a novel. You can just jot down whatever comes to mind. You're struggling with coming up with words, doodle if that works better for you. But the whole idea is you want to get release the thoughts out of your head so that way you can have a better sleep. Practice 2 to 3 gentle yin yoga or restorative yoga poses before bedtime is another way I like to wind down. We should also avoid certain activities before bedtime, such as hanging out on our cell phone or other mobile devices. Likewise, activities such as watching TV or checking your email before bed can significantly interfere with our ability to wind down. I would recommend you turn off your devices and spend 30 minutes before bedtime journaling, practicing nighttime yoga, or reading. Herbal teas and supplements can be helpful too. Along with the recommendations I have already made, many find glycine or L-theanine helpful too. Consult your primary healthcare provider for more information. In conclusion, if you have a medical issue preventing you from a good night's sleep, always consult your doctor. Also, if you're currently on prescription medication, speak with your doctor before taking supplements. Oh, final thought, St. John's wort should not be taken with MAO inhibitors or SSRIs, which are antidepressants. I hope you enjoyed this discussion today. Have a good night and chat soon.